News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill say their phones are ringing off the hook after the Trump administration ordered a spending freeze on all grants and loans. Washington State Democrat Patty Murray is vice chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
This illegal move is a massive, massive overreach by the Trump administration. The American people did not vote for this kind of senseless chaos.
The freeze could impact aid to nonprofits, universities, and small business loans. The White House is defending the pause in spending.
I think this is a very responsible measure.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
This is not a blanket pause on federal assistance and grant programs from the Trump administration.
The announcement has caused a lot of confusion and uncertainty.
Individual assistance, that includes Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, food stamps, welfare benefits, assistance that is going directly to individuals will not be impacted by this pause.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Today's White House briefing was the first for new Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. We asked CBS News senior White House reporter Jennifer Jacobs what she thought.
Every seat was taken. The aisles were jammed with reporters, and she's staring at mountains of TV cameras and cell phones who are recording her every word. If she were nervous, I didn't detect it.
At 27, Leavitt is the youngest White House press secretary ever. Oklahoma's Board of Education has voted unanimously to require parents show their children's citizenship status when enrolling them. Lorena Rivas is an immigration lawyer in Tulsa.
They're causing parents not wanting to send their children to school, knowing very well that education is their right and education is a way to be able to fight for their rights.
The proposal still needs to be approved by Oklahoma's legislature and governor. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem joined ICE agents as they conducted immigration raids in the Bronx today. This woman lives nearby.
To be honest, I feel bad for those people that really came to this country like to get a better future, but a fault of all the criminals, now those people have to pay.
The agents arrested at least four people. The Consumer Confidence Index fell last month. CBS News business analyst Joel Schlesinger points out an interesting finding.
we saw the sharpest decline in confidence with households who are earning more than $125,000. Meanwhile, those at the bottom of the income range said they were feeling more confident.
Wall Street was feeling more confident today after yesterday's plunge. The NASDAQ was up 391 points, a gain of more than 2%. Dow was up 136. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The wind advisory runs through early this evening. Like yesterday, the National Weather Service is warning about 20 to 30 mile per hour sustained winds with gusts up to 50. We did top out near 50 yesterday. There's more Wisconsin in Washington as of today. Sean Duffy, former Wisconsin congressman and Fox News contributor, was confirmed as the new Secretary of Transportation by the U.S. Senate. There's a lot of buzz, but not a lot is known yet other than Microsoft is coming to Kenosha County. In a joint statement announced by city, county, and business leaders yesterday, Microsoft revealed it's buying 240 acres of land in Kenosha County for a data center. It adds on to its existing project in Racine County. The proposed site is near the Mars Cheese Castle. Racine Unified will keep the Red Apple name as the school moves to a new location and expands. The school board decided against renaming the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Leaders say they'll explore other ways to honor her memory. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we needed it. We were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA. The Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball. The Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the low 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high to the upper 30s. And sun continues for Thursday, near 50 for a high. Some rain and snow possible Friday, high upper 30s. It's 46 right now.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Thank you.
line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her.
Very low and tight now.
Hey, my baby, does the hanky pain?
And timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Want to say congratulations to today's winner of Herman's Hermits tickets. Teresa Peterson won the tickets today. Your next chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon and The Association coming up tomorrow on WRJN.
Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Be brighter.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
Bye.
passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon we'll be married and raise a family.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's The Temptations there. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, I want you to mark your calendar for something. Plan on visiting Memorial Hall on March 1st or 2nd as the Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. You can see trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. You can see live demonstrations, too. It all happens Saturday, March 1st and Sunday, March 2nd from 10 till 4 each day. Tickets at the door, $10. WRJN is going to be there, too. We're going to have some live broadcasts, so stop by and say hi. If you want more information, go to RacineCountyEye.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Isley Brothers on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Man, I wish this weather would continue like for the next couple of weeks, right? Today, mostly sunny. Actually, tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 40. And then Thursday, increasingly cloudy and a high of 47.
Something's wrong between us that you're
laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
get it.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Continuing the windy trend from yesterday, the National Weather Service has another wind advisory today. It runs through early this evening with sustained winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusts up to 50. The advisory warns drivers of high-profile vehicles. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine residents are getting together tonight to talk about safety. At 6 tonight, there's a meeting of the Racine Neighborhood Watch, Inc. It's a gathering of the Northside Neighborhood Alliance at the Robert Quintanilla Cop House. The organization does welcome everyone, regardless of where they live in the city. State employment numbers hit new record highs to close out 2024. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin's employment numbers hit new record highs in December. The Department of Workforce Development says over 3,075,000 people were working at the end of 2024. That's an increase of about 32,000 over December of 2023. Unemployment numbers slightly increased from 2.9% in November to 3% in December, but are still well below the national average of 4.1%.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the low 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high to the upper 30s. And sun continues for Thursday, near 50 for a high. Some rain and snow possible Friday, high upper 30s. It's 46 right now.
Your partner, they'd be your partner.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And WRJN is proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads. It's everything from snow plow safety to emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim? To promote safety.
Timeless hits.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present on WRJN.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. As candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep
the good love. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. But stick around for CBS News at the top of the hour and high school basketball coming up with Dick Graceffa pregame at 6:30 on WRJN. Have a great night.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you ask me to meet your mom, and you the baby we'd be going far, can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's spending freeze on federal grants and loans. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the pause was intended to review federal spending.
I think this is a very responsible measure. Past 4 years, we've seen the Biden administration spend money like drunken sailors.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says groups that rely on that aid are worried and confused.
So you've got Republican and Democratic senators alike saying that they are being bombarded with phone calls from panicked organizations in their states who are trying to figure out if their federal funding is about to be cut off, and if so, for how long.
President Trump has signed an executive order restricting gender transitions for people under 19. He says medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing a growing number of impressionable children, and it must end, he says. A day before his first of two confirmation hearings, Health Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is being blasted by his cousin Caroline Kennedy.
I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator.
There are more immigration raids today. In Indiana, Republican Governor Mike Braun promised to support Trump's immigration crackdown.
Indiana is going to be a state that is going to help get people that came in here illegally